Very good evening. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee.
This Michael, is are we on the stream? Are
we on the stream? We cannot hear you, Michael.
And are we on the stream?
I don't believe we're on the stream. It's being recorded, and I'll post the recording. The information about the Zoom availability was posted well in advance to KPFTX, and the meeting is open to anybody who wants to participate. But it's not being streamed at the moment. Again, this is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee. This is Michael Novick, the chair, and the secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Okay, calling the roll, Grace Aaron, Doug Barnett, Fred Blair, Sue Cohen Johnson, Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto,
present.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Thank you, Raymond. Ralph is present. Michael Heiss?
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Thank you, Eric. Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Kim is present. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Lawrence is presente. Paul Roberson, Janine Rohn,
present.
Thank you, Janine. Ruth Strauss.
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to ask you, is there something wrong with the audio on Zoom, or is it my problem?
We hear you loud and clear. Do you hear everybody else?
I just can't be on Zoom, so I called in. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Beth Von Guten?
Here.
Thank you, Beth. Michael Novick?
Present.
Circling back, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Thank you, Grace. Doug Barnett?
A point of information.
Your question?
Don't we have some kind of a standing rule? I don't think that Doug Barnett has been at any of the governance committee meetings this year, as far as I can recall, and I'm wondering why he's still being part of the roll call. He shouldn't be counted as being, as far as I know. I mean, it's been numerous meetings, far more than three, that he's missed.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. May I be recognized? Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Yes, I agree with Myla. Doug Barnett may be a public member, but he has not been a member of this committee. And he does become a member at the next finance committee, but not this committee. The other thing is that Kim Kaufman should not be counted towards quorum. She's only officio, yes?
No, people are you do not have to be a member of the local station board to be a member of this committee.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I got confused. So sorry. Thank you.
Okay. We stand corrected on Doug Barnett. Thank you.
I thought we went through this before. I have him as being at present at the last three meetings.
I will go by your record, Ralph. You're showing Doug as having been present at three consecutive meetings of this body, the last three meetings of the Governance Committee.
Whoa.
Yeah, he has attended, but I did not know that.
Okay, Ralph has the record, so.
This would be the third meeting if he shows up.
If he shows up, but if he misses it, then he has to start over. Thank you.
Okay. Right.
All right. Is there anyone else present who wants to have their attendance noted for potential membership on the committee?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Yeah, Sue, your name was called earlier. Thank you.
Okay, I got you, Sue.
Okay, we do have quorum, and so we'll get the meeting underway. There was a draft agenda was circulated. I'll read it for the benefit of people who might listen later on. Call to order in the roll call. Approve the draft agenda. Set a time certain for adjournment. Approve draft minutes of prior meetings. Check for committee items for the local station board agenda, meaning items from other committees of the local station board that need to be on the agenda. We take note of the need for a closed session of the local station board on Sunday. This is a recommendation from the General Manager Search Committee, which has completed its work and has a pool of candidates to present. Their recommendation is to recess to the closed session after 1 hour and then return to LSB business meeting, time permitting, after the LSB considers and discusses the pool of candidates for the general manager position and determines how to make its recommendation to the ED. Based on that, we would set draft agendas for the Sunday, August 21st, open and closed meetings. We go into other business of the committee. The committee decided to put the agenda, drafting the agenda of the local station board at the top of this agenda. So then we would further review and finalize revisions to the membership protocol, consider any motions for governance committee consideration, and adjourn. I believe that Janine wants to add an item there after number 7. But I guess first we need a motion to motion to approve the agenda and we consider revisions to it.
Chair, this is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think you just read that first on the agenda is to set a time certain and pick timekeepers. And then we approve the agenda. Did you not just read that?
No, number 2 is approve the draft agenda. And then on that agenda, we have a time certain.
Okay, can we get timekeepers?
Sure, I see a hand from Michael Heiss. Are you keeping time for, he's got a nice stopwatch right there. So 90 seconds per speaker. And we didn't set times for the agenda items, so we'll see what we can do.
Have you, Michael, have you called roll call yet?
We did call roll. We note your presence, Fred. We'll add to it. If you're in a position to stream, we can do so.
No, I'm not
okay,
set up.
That's fine.
Nobody talked to me about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's being recorded, and I'll post it. I'll get it posted subsequently. So we're considering the draft agenda. Is there a motion to approve the draft agenda? And then we can go about amending it if we wish to.
Bella DeSoto, so move.
Okay, thank you.
I object. This is Myla.
Okay, the motion is not, we're not going to vote on it right away because I think there are additions to the agenda. Did you have something you want to add to the agenda?
No, there's something that I object to on the agenda.
Okay.
Chair, request for information.
Okay, what's your question, Lawrence?
Is it correct that if somebody has an objection to the agenda, and if there's an item on the agenda that they object to, can they state their objection when that item comes up on the agenda since we're just looking to approve the agenda?
Sure. I want to try to clarify, Myla, is your objection to the agenda of this meeting or to something
yes.
on the agenda? Okay.
Yeah.
What is your objection?
My objection is that there is an item on the agenda that is completely out of order. It's a thinly disguised volley in an ongoing, relentless smear campaign against...
Okay, I'm sorry. We're talking about the agenda of this...
I know exactly what we're talking about, and I am saying that there is an item on the agenda that is sort of a hidden way to continue a relentless smear campaign against one of the valued officers of our local station board. And it's really getting tiresome and it's dilatorious. And I object to having that.
Chair, point of order. I think.
Okay. So, thank you. What's your point of order?
You interrupted me, Lawrence.
Okay. I'm sorry. People can interrupt with a point of order. That is part of the order. What is your point of order, Mr.
My
Reyes?
My point of order is that she is speaking to the merits of the item on the agenda, and that's not where we're at right now. We're just seeking to understand her objection and then to move to either approve or disapprove the agenda.
All right, so my ruling on all of this is that the item that she's referencing is not on the agenda of this meeting.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's an attachment that was sent along. It's a potential item for the agenda of the local station board, which we can discuss when we get to that on the agenda of this meeting. I see hands up from John Tatum and Kim Kaufman, and I know that Janine Roan had an addition she wanted to make to the agenda of this meeting, I believe.
And Bella Olson.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, you have to unmute yourself.
Yes, good evening, Mike, and thanks for allowing me to speak. As everyone knows, I'm a member of the public, and I'm also a parliamentarian. But what I wanted to say about what's on the floor right now, the approval of the agenda, as everybody knows, is up for approval right now. And we also should know that the agenda can be amended after it gets on the floor. And there are two ways to amend the agenda. You can amend the agenda by adding things to it. And you can also amend the agenda by taking things off of it. And I'm looking, thinking Myla wants to take something off of the agenda, but it will have to be voted on. So that's all I wanted to say, and thank you for recognizing me.
Okay, thank you. I have Kim Kaufman, Bella DeSoto. Myla, your hand is up again, and then Raymond Goldstone.
Bella's motion was not introduced at the last LSB meeting. This is totally new. It was introduced to the Finance Committee at the last meeting. We didn't get to it. So it's not old or unfinished business.
Okay.
It's absolutely new business. And the LSB nor the Governance Committee has purview over who's elected chair of a committee. The committee does. It's inappropriate for that to be go to the LSB.
Okay, again, I'll point out that that's an item for discussion when we get to the discussion of the agenda of the LSB. It's not on the agenda of this meeting at this point. The Governance Committee is not discussing that motion. The question of whether to put it on the agenda of the LSB is up to this body when we get to it on the agenda of this meeting.
I have another issue, but I can either speak to it now or... Can I speak to it now?
Go ahead.
Okay. The motion to rescind or amend from Bella was not on the agenda at the last meeting. It was not on the agenda. So it shouldn't be in the minutes. And if she wants to make that motion again, she has to tell the body what she wants to rescind or amend in that motion. That is what a motion to rescind or amend is, not just posting the motion that she wants to do something with. So if that's, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do with that, but if that's going to come up again, it needs to be done right.
Okay, thank you.
I'll deal with that later.
Okay, we're still discussing the agenda of this meeting, so please try to keep your remarks focused on that question. The agenda of this meeting, again, is after we approve the draft agenda, set the time certain, approve the draft minutes, check of a committee item, set the draft agenda for Sunday, review and finalize revisions to the committee membership policy, consider any motions for governance, and adjourn. That's the agenda we're discussing. If you want to remove something from that agenda or add something to that agenda, this is the time to speak. And please speak in regards to that issue, which is under discussion right now. Bella is next, and then Myla and Raymond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like Kim Kaufman to lower her hand since she spoke already so that I can speak.
Please speak.
My motion now is on the third month. I gave notice 2 months ago to rescind. It's on noted on the minutes of such meeting. It has not been taken up. The issue to remove Kim Kaufman as treasurer is the issue at hand now, since this is the body with the purview which voted for the treasurer, Kim Kaufman, not chair. The chair position gets discussed at the finance committee, and she has made sure that the motion has not been taken up yet. So I will keep bringing it up.
Okay, please clarify for the chair. Your motion to rescind what?
There are two motions that now have archival footage. One is rescinding the meeting the quorum motion that was passed in February.
All right, that's
the other one is the one regarding removing the treasurer, Kim Kaufman as treasurer. They're two separate items, please.
Okay.
They have been
Thank
around
so,
now for the third month.
So that was Janine's, what Janine put in the email, and I tried to call on her earlier to make that amendment to the agenda regarding the decorum.
She submitted
Excuse
it,
me.
Right? Or whatever.
So I'm going to call on Janine to see if she wants to make that motion to amend the agenda.
We haven't approved it yet.
We can't approve it until we get the amendments to it. And then if the amendments are added, then we vote to approve it. We make a motion to approve the agenda. That opens it up for discussion. We have the discussion regarding the agenda of this meeting and items on this meeting's agenda. And if people want to add or subtract things from this meeting's agenda, we do so. Then we vote on the amended agenda and approve it. So Janine indicated that she wanted to add an item to the agenda of this meeting. I'm calling on her now, and please speak, Janine.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to speak to the meeting decorum that the LSB adopted earlier this year. In February, which allows for muting of members based on a vote within a committee. And, very quickly after that was passed, there was concern about how that is in conflict with California Corporation Code. So what I did is I cut and pasted the California Corporation Code into the thread, which says that, whatever, I don't want to go into
okay,
it.
You want to add after the review and finalize revisions to the committee membership policy, you want to add, review the committee decorum policy.
Yeah,
as a new item eight.
Rescind that portion of the meeting decorum.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know whether to propose that as a motion or how that needs to be submitted. But I would encourage everyone that if there is, a time certain that we make sure that we're including this if it's at the end of the agenda.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
What's your question, Bella?
This was already noticed 2 months ago to the LSB.
That's not a question.
That's not a question. Thank you. So
there is no misunderstanding.
Chair.
Please stop. Everyone, please stop talking.
Chair, I have my hand up.
I understand that.
Okay.
Right now, what's under consideration is a motion from Janine to add a new item 8 to the agenda, which is consideration of a revision to the committee decorum policy. Is there any objection to adding that to this agenda?
Yes.
Yes, I
would like to speak to that.
Okay.
This is
That's
Janine.
Fine.
I actually suggested it be under old business because it is something that was to be referred to the governance committee a few months
ago. Yes, I understand that, but we already have old business, which is the committee membership policy that we're in the middle of discussing. The committee previously decided that the first order of business at these meetings will be setting the agenda for the local station board. So all of that is incorporated into this agenda already. Therefore, the other old business that you're raising would come in as item 8. Because we're still in the middle of item 7, and we pushed it back to allow the committee to deal with the agenda of the local station board meeting, which was the will of this body as previously expressed. So that's what's currently under consideration. I'm going to discuss that, and I believe that Kim wants to speak to that. And then I have Myla and Raymond, and anybody else who wishes can raise their hand. Michael Heiss, there you go. Thank you. Okay, I have Kim, Myla, Raymond, Michael, and Lawrence. Kim, go ahead.
Well, as I started to say before, the motion to rescind and amend was noticed at the 2 LSB meetings ago that Bella was going to do this. It was not on the agenda for the last meeting. You said, oh, Bella has something under unfinished business, but you didn't put it on the agenda. Then you tried to rush it through the last 2 minutes of the meeting. And then you said, oh, we don't have time to talk about it. So I'm referring it to governance. And that got, you know, that was, it was moved to adjourn. So it does not belong in this committee. The motion to amend and rescind it was made to the LSB. So that is where it needs to go, with a full statement of what, you know, the maker of the motion wants to rescind or amend, so the LSB can vote on it. They have not voted on it yet. And as I said, Bella made a motion to the LSB to amend and rescind and amend. So that's where it is. It's not old business here. That's it.
Okay, Myla Raymond, Michael Heiss, and Lawrence Reyes. And Kim, I don't understand why. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Myla, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Michael. You know, I think that it is extraordinarily improper for this body to allow one of our members to relentlessly attempt to defame and smear a member of our committee. I think Let me continue. It is improper to share that information, to advance it. It is part of a relentless, ongoing smear campaign. And I hate to say, anyone who participates in this is actually enabling and advancing that smear campaign.
Okay, Myla, are you speaking? I'm sorry. You listen to the chair. The chair says what we're discussing is whether or not to add the question of changing the decorum policy to this agenda. That's what we're talking about, and you'll address that or you will stop talking. Raymond Goldstone is next.
I simply have the same question, but I need to clarify with an answer from the chair. I have received, as part of a package from you, identified as addenda, I think, a series of documents under the heading "Move to Remove Kim Kaufman as Chair of the KPFK LSB Finance Committee," and I'm not going to repeat the final phrase. Is that part of this agenda that you are asking us to approve?
No, it is not.
Thank you.
That's why it says addenda. What we're discussing right now is adding to this agenda a discussion of the LSB decorum policy. There was an objection raised by Kim Kaufman that says that that should not be on this agenda. It has to be on the agenda of the local station board. Michael Heiss and Lawrence Reyes are next, and then Janine.
Thanks, Michael. Whoops. Oh, I'm unmuted. Okay, sorry. Two quick ones. I just note that there isn't anything on the agenda to set a time certain. I know you mentioned
yes,
this.
It's number three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get that reading thing right. And my apologies. And I just wanted to reiterate what Raymond just said, that the Bella motion to remove Kim, blah, 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 would seem inappropriate here. And I hope that you are correct, that it's not a topic for discussion here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence, and then Janine. And then I'd like to move to a vote.
Yeah, I'm going to address the item that we're supposed to be talking on. All of that other happy horse shit is just happy horse shit. Sorry about the excuse the language. But in regards to the amendment, the proposal from Janine, I wholeheartedly support. The PNB has adopted this, this proposal, before, 2 years ago. And this proposal has to do with the Articles of Incorporation. It has to do with, legal, rights and rights of the membership. In regards to, their participation in meetings, and anyone that I'm just going to say it bluntly, anyone that opposes having this on the agenda, obviously, maybe will consider themselves to be lawbreakers. Because, Janine's proposal.
Please don't, I say the same thing to you.
Okay.
Don't
right,
characterize what people's
opinions. All right. Opinion. Thank you. Thank you. I will apologize to the body. For that.
Right.
But this is something that we as fiduciaries, whether you are a local station board member or a PNB director as myself, we should take this seriously because this is a legal matter. Thank you.
Okay, Janine. Thank you. All right, Janine, and then we're going to move to a vote on whether to add this to our agenda.
Thank you, Michael. I just wanted to express to everyone that it's been this has come up several times at the Finance Committee, and it often is not addressed.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just want people to understand as they vote. It's often not addressed and said it should be referred to the Governance Committee, yet it never gets addressed here. So I really believe that it's time that we take a look that people are being muted on meetings, and it's really not per California code. So that's it.
Okay, thank you. I take note of the presence of Paul Robeson. Paul, are you on the call now?
I am. Good afternoon. Apologies for my tardiness. I was at work, but I'm here. Thank
all right,
you.
And then I have a hand up from calling user 2 on the phone. Who is that? Is that a member of the
Fred.
Committee? Or? Oh, Fred. Okay.
Fred put his hand up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Fred. Let's rename you.
Yeah. I'm against having this policy motion on the agenda tonight of the Governance Committee. I want to mention that the people that are complaining about being muted, the membership of the Finance Committee voted by a large majority to mute them because of their the committee to not be able to meet and do and perform its function.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go
against, vote. So I'm against having this motion.
Yeah.
Are dealing with this issue tonight. Thank you.
Chair.
Okay.
One comment, please. This is Kim.
Kim, if I hear you again, we're going to hear everybody else again.
No, I'm speaking on something different. This is just a suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for previous agendas, if you could please put motions for the agenda instead of appendix, it would make it clearer to everybody what is being considered for the LSB agenda and what is being considered for the governance agenda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So we're going to vote. This is on the amendment to the agenda to add a new item 8, discussion of the LSB, the decorum policy. Ralph, can you call the roll on that?
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
No.
Thank you, Grace. Fred Blair?
Is this to add this item 8 to the agenda?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, no.
Thank you, Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Okay, Bella, can you mute yourself, please? Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Yes, if everyone would please mute if you're not speaking. Thank you.
Ralph votes no. Michael Heiss?
No.
Michael votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Thank you. Myla Reason?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you, Lawrence. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Janine Rowan?
Yes.
Janine votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Ruth, you have to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Abstain. Thank you.
Ruth abstains. Beth von Guten?
No.
Thank you, Beth. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
I couldn't hear you say again.
I abstain. Can you hear me?
Got it. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Chair, I believe we have...
Wait.
I believe we have Marisol Cruz. She's in the chat.
Yes, I'm present.
Okay, how do you vote, Marisol?
Affirmative, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, hold on.
Thanks for pointing that out there. She was on with a different name on the account. I just changed it.
I count 7 yes votes, 8 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Chair, yeah, I'd like to recount. I have 8 yes votes.
Can you read off your account by name, Ralph?
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Fred Blair votes no. Sue Cohen-Johnson, yes. Marisol Cruz, yes. Bella DeSoto, yes. Raymond Goldstone, no. Ralph Hawkins, no. Michael Heiss, no. Eric Jacobson, abstain. Kim Kaufman, no. Myla Reason, no. Lawrence Reyes, yes. Paul Roberson, yes. Janine Rohn, yes. Ruth Strauss, abstain. Beth von Guten, no. Michael Novick, yes. That's 7 yes votes, 8 no votes.
Okay, thank you. So is there any further opposition or amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. We're going to go on with the next item, which is to set a time certain for adjournment. It is currently 6:40. Do I hear a motion?
I move the committee adjourn at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Any objection? It gives us an hour and 20 minutes.
Bella objects.
Is there any other objection? Okay, hearing only one objection, I think we're going to go with 8 p.m.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Bella.
Mr. Tatum, John Tatum has his hand up, parliamentarian. May we hear him?
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, I was just simply going to say that if that time can be amended, instead of objected to, it could be amended to a different time. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody wish to amend it?
Chair? Yes. This is Lawrence. May I?
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
I'd like to amend to 8:30.
Second. Bella DeSoto.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, I object. I'm very happy with 8 p.m. as the time certain.
Okay, we're going to move to a vote then. Please, Ralph, on the amendment to 8:30, call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Thank you, Grace. Fred Blair?
No.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Abstain.
Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Thank you, Raymond. Ralph votes no. Michael Heiss?
No.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson? Eric?
I'll pass on this for now.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Myla Reason?
No.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
No.
Thank you, Paul. Janine Rohn?
Yes.
Thank you, Janine. Ruth Strauss?
Is this for an 8 o'clock time certain?
8:30.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Ruth. Ben Fogg-Guten?
No.
Beth votes no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have 4 yes votes, 10 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So that amendment is defeated. I think we're going to stick with the 8 o'clock. I don't want to bother voting on it again. 8 p.m. time certain for adjournment. The next item on the agenda is approving the draft minutes of prior meetings. I believe Ralph did circulate them. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with the option of amending.
Yeah, so it's an option. Any objection? I see a hand up from Kim. Kim, are you objecting to approval of the minutes?
Yes, I have an objection.
Okay, can you please state it?
Yeah, the Bella's motion to amend and to rescind and amend was not on the agenda. So therefore, it should not go in the minutes. You want me to send you the agenda from the last meeting? It was not on the agenda, Michael. And there was no motion to add it to the agenda at the last meeting. I mean, that's just a fact. You tried to push it through at the end, but it wasn't on the agenda.
No, we're talking about the agenda of the, we're not talking about the LSB meeting. We're talking about the agenda of this meeting.
Correct. You're right. I'm wrong. I apologize.
Okay,
I'm confused.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right. I approve the minutes. No problem.
Okay, thank you. All right, seeing no objection, the minutes of this meeting are approved. Next item on the agenda is checking for committee items for the local station board agenda. So I believe you had a meeting, a motion from the finance, and that is listed not to discuss here, but just to add to the agenda of the LSB. Is there anything from...
May I make a comment on that?
Go ahead.
When I sent the agenda to you and Ralph, I put the votes on there. Who voted yes, who voted no, and who abstained. And that was taken off here, but I would like that on the LSB agenda. I would like, I think all motions should come, and I would like to also add this motion was approved by the Finance Committee on blah-de-blah date, which I will send to Ralph later. But I think all motions should come when the date it was approved at the committee with the votes showing who voted for it, so people can refer to it and go listen to the original meeting if they want. So that I would like that amended in the LSB agenda.
Okay, any objection to incorporating that into the agenda when it's sent out with the various motions from the committees? Seems like a good policy.
Mr. Chair.
Bella, yes, go ahead, Bella.
May I be recognized?
Yes.
Yes. Can you please give us the title of the item on the floor, please?
The title of the item on the floor is a review of motions from various LSB committees that need to be incorporated into the LSB agenda. It's item 5. Check for committee items for LSB agenda. So one of them that we received timely and was put on this agenda for people's reference, not to discuss here, but just to add to the LSB agenda, is a motion from the Finance Committee. And we will incorporate the information that was provided into the agenda. Are there motions from other committees, for example, outreach, fundraising, program oversight?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Bella.
The Outreach Committee objects to any infringement of any outside fundraising capacity.
Okay, we're not discussing the merits of the motion, Bella, right now. We're discussing whether there is any motion for addition to the local station board.
Yes,
agenda.
So there is a motion, and the motion has to do with, it is connected to fundraising.
Okay. In that case, please submit it to the chair and the secretary so it can be added to the agenda. And if you can, forward it to this whole group.
Yes, I will do so. Thank you.
All right. Any other committees that have motions that need to be on the LSB agenda? Fundraising, program oversight?
I have a request for information.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. The General Manager Search Committee requests that the LSV meeting recess at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's in the notes in the agenda for this meeting that proposal came from the search committee.
Okay, so yeah, we'll take that up in this meeting.
Yes, okay. Yes, we will. Thank you. Michael Heist and Raymond Goldstone.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Just let me know, this may be sort of a item 5.5, and it concerns what was just raised, that in terms of going into closed session, I understand why and the reasoning behind that, but it shouldn't be in the middle of the meeting because then the public members won't know when to be able to rejoin the meeting. So I would suggest that any closed agenda items be placed at the end. And with regard to the outreach committee meeting, I could always be wrong, but I don't believe that any motion was passed about the outside granting fundraising. It was certainly discussed, but not agreed to. And I believe there really wasn't a quorum anyway. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Okay, so we're not
Mr. Chair, we'll get to this. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Bella?
This is wrong information that there was no quorum at the last a meeting. This is absolutely outrageous.
Okay, Bell, I apologize. Unlike other people, I'm occasionally wrong. If I'm wrong,
okay, I'm sorry. Please don't speak out of turn. Ask for the floor. I just want to point out to people, all we're doing right now is checking for items. We're not discussing those items. So we can get to the discussion once we finish checking. Mr. Goldstone?
If what you said is that we're not going to discuss at this point the note from the GMSC, then I pass.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so nothing from the fundraising committee, nothing from programming oversight?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, I would like to add an item as a member of this committee.
Add an item to what?
An item to the agenda.
The agenda of this meeting?
On the, well, you know what? I'm going to bring it up later.
Okay, thank you.
Now. Yeah.
All right. I hear no items to add to the agenda from, I'm sorry, I see two hands came back up. Go ahead, Mr. Goldstone, do you want to speak again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to lower my hand.
Okay. Myla?
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether, Michael, whether it would be appropriate, you know, based on the concerns that I've heard. You know, it's my understanding that the fiscal year will be ending at the end of September, and one of the primary responsibilities of the local station board is to approve a budget. And I'm wondering whether it would be appropriate to add to the agenda of our next local station board meeting the approval of a special meeting to be held before the end of September, to set a date for that meeting so that the local station board can focus solely on approval of the budget that we expect to be finalized before the end of September.
Okay.
Would that be something that would be added to the agenda of our next?
I think that could potentially be added. I see a hand up from Kim, who is our treasurer. Maybe she wants to respond to that.
Yeah, I want to speak to that when we get to the GMSC issue of closed open session. So if we're there, I will speak to it.
Okay. Well, we're at this point, I think we're up to item 6, which is to set the draft agenda for the open and closed session. So,
okay. Then I'll speak to it.
All right. I have Kim and Bella, and I think Michael Heistin wants to speak to that as well. So go ahead, Kim.
Grace for the check.
I agree with, Michael Heist that the closed and open sessions shouldn't be split up. That you should just decide when you're going into closed session and go there. And if you want to have a truncated LSB meeting, I expect we're going to have a budget at next Wednesday's Finance Committee. So we can consider now putting on the agenda a budget meeting and which would take an hour, say an hour to talking about the budget, and then the rest of the agenda that you don't get to Sunday because you're going into closed session, so you wouldn't have, you know, be splitting up a closed and open. Am I clear?
Yes, understood. Have Bella, Michael Heiss, Raymond Goldstone, and Grace.
I want to speak, Mr. Chair, thank you, to the fact that we are now in the process of hiring a new GM. It is the managers of the station purview to formulate and draft an agenda. It seems inconceivable at this
stage. I'm sorry, you mean a budget?
Correct, the budget. It seems inconceivable that we would entertain even setting a date this early for a budget. Unfortunately, our hiring is coming in at the heels of the end of our fiscal year 2021. Therefore, it is impossible for us and inappropriate for us to set a date. So I am against that. The other issue here, as I am reading from the chat, is that we don't even have an accurate chart of accounts. There are many steps that must be taken before
we... This is out of order. This is out of order and disparaging our staff.
And you stop, please. I have the floor. I have
everyone, please stop. I'm sorry, Bella. What we're talking about at the moment is the agenda of the local station board meeting. And right now, I'm sorry, the focus of this part of the discussion is on this question of whether to recess to the meeting, to the closed session to discuss the GM search committee.
You are also considering what Myla Reeson just proposed. So you have got to be very clear. Which item are you going to deal with? Because I object us
Mr.
setting
Chair,
a date for
Ms.
budget.
Mr. DeSoto is out of order.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goldstone. She's not.
Mr. DeSoto is out of order.
No, Ms. DeSoto is not out of order. She's asking a question as to what we're discussing. What we are discussing at this point is the question of whether to recess the local station board meeting for the GM search committee or to truncate the meeting and go to the closed session and not come back. That's really what we're discussing.
Therefore, my position is that we have two separate meetings as originally scheduled.
Okay, thank you.
And then we do a report out, as we historically do.
Bella, you're at accumulated time.
Thank you. Okay, Michael Heiss is next, then Raymond Goldstone. And please try to stay focused on this question.
Thank you, yes. And precisely to that question, I would just like to reiterate that an urge that the anything that needs to be discussed in closed session be placed at the very end of the meeting so that those of us who are not able to participate can listen to the rest of the meeting and then sign off and not have to worry about what else would be discussed after a closed session. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have Raymond and then Grace, then Lawrence and Fred. Raymond?
Yes, thank you. I'm in full agreement with Michael Heiss. I believe that the LSB should have its open meeting, conclude its open meeting, and then as the last item, move into executive session in order to discuss recommendations from the GMC. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have Grace, then Lawrence, Fred, and Myla. I'd like to try to move to a vote move ahead with the rest of the agenda. Grace?
Yes. This is probably the most important decision that the LSB is going to be making in quite some time, and that's to approve, suggest, amend the pool of candidates that the KPFK General Manager Search Committee has put together for the board's perusal. It is not wise to have a 3 or 3.5 hour a public local station board meeting and then after that to expect the local station board members to continue on with a discussion in closed session of very, very important matters, reviewing the pool of candidates. To have a 5 or 6 hour meeting is just completely untenable. We need to start the closed session earlier on Sunday. We can set this is really, really important. We need a general manager, a permanent general manager for KPFK. Before these, we have some excellent, in my opinion, excellent candidates for the position, but we already lost an extremely qualified candidate because he accepted another position. So we need to move this forward as quickly as possible. It's been my experience in
your
local
time,
station
Grace.
Board meetings.
Okay, finish your thought, please.
Okay, it's been my experience in local station board meetings that people drop off, they get exhausted, they don't pay attention. After 2-3 hours of meeting time, we can set a specific time for resumption of the public meeting. Let's say we begin the closed session at 11 and we target resuming the open session at 2. I think that's reasonable. The public would know when to re-engage, but we can get the business done.
Okay,
the
thank you.
Public meeting can be also, if the work can't be done in the public meeting, it can be it can be
reconvened.
Reconvened.
All right, you're at time, Grace.
Postponed to
thank
another
you.
Date. Okay.
I answered your complete thought. Okay, I'm sorry. I have Lawrence, Fred, and Myla.
Yeah, I agree with Grace. We have to really take a look at these candidates. And to tax us even further, it's taxing enough to be at the other speed meeting to 3, 4, 5 hours. So I believe, Chair, that it's on the agenda that we're gonna, convene into executive session at 11. So I'd like us to stick to that. And everything that Grace stated is completely factual. You know, it's true. And I think at this point in time, we need to move on. We're trying to, stabilize this station. Thank you.
Okay, I have Fred and Myla, and I think then Beth Van Gunten.
Okay, do I have the floor, Michael?
Yes, Fred, go ahead.
Okay. I want to speak directly to Michael Heiss's concern. Michael is absolutely right. And Grace is right also. I think we should only have 1 hour of open session of the LSB and then go at 11 o'clock to the more important closed session and deal with the general manager's issue. And then just scrub the rest of the open session, in the afternoon. You just can't do that much. I'm sorry, people. People try to do too much and it drives everybody crazy. So I'm for scrubbing the second open session and, just having 1 hour of open session. Thank you.
Myla, then Beth, and I'm going to call myself.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. And, I really appreciate what, Grace has said. And yes, I'm in total agreement with her. And I think we need to be sensitive to the very important, issues that have been raised by both Lynn Goldstone and Michael Heiss. And I think that the solution as stated, by Fred just now is what we should probably go forward with. And that is to have, 1 hour local station board public open meeting followed directly by a closed session to deliberate about the candidates, the excellent pool of candidates that are applying to be general manager at KPFK. We can reconvene on September 11th. I was looking at the calendar. It's the Sunday following Labor Day weekend. And at that time, we should be able to complete any unfinished business from the meeting this coming Sunday and also make a special effort to approve the budget that we expect to be ready for us at that time. The general manager search is probably one of the very most important things we'll be accomplishing this year. And of course, our important duty is to go over and approve of the budget. So we can do that on September 11th, if that would work for everybody.
Jonathan Markowitz.
I'm sorry, you're asking for the stack, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll put you on after Beth and then myself. There are people who have spoken once already and won't get to speak again unless we Beth?
Yes, thank you. I agree that we should meet in open session for an hour and do what we can during that time. And at that point, postpone any business we haven't been able to handle to a future meeting and adjourn at that time to a closed session where we focus on the GM search committee process. and at the close of that closed session, at the end of that closed session, I think we should adjourn for the day. I really do think that trying to do more than that at one stretch does tax people's performance. You don't get good decisions out of groups when you've exhausted them and start losing people. Beyond that, at least I have a national personnel committee scheduled for later that day, so my responsibilities don't end at that point, and I need to be in a position to prepare for that meeting too. Thank you.
Okay, so I just want to try to clarify, when we understood there was going to be a closed session, I posted, somewhat arbitrarily a shorter, but not a 1 hour meeting of the business meeting. I think it was, maybe 2.5, which is shorter than a normal meeting. So I often run about 3.5. And then I scheduled a closed session for after that. The search committee wanted to get to it earlier so that for the reasons that Grace outlined, what I'm hearing now is that people are thinking, as opposed to recessing, to conclude the business earlier. I don't know if 1 hour is, based on past experience, 1 hour is a very, very short meeting. We won't get to almost anything. I'd like to hear a motion about the timing. If we have a shorter, in my mind, 1 hour is too short. We want to have at least the director's reports and the management report and some discussion of that. That's going to take more than an hour, in my mind. And I think that's pretty critical, as well as the GM search. So
I have a motion.
Go ahead.
I have my hand up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, but you spoke on this topic already, as did everybody else.
Mr. Raymond Goldstone has also.
And yes, but he said he wants to make a motion, so let's hear his motion.
All right.
Thank you. I move.
Sorry, Ruth, Ruth Strauss, can you mute? Because there's a lot of noise coming over your line. Mr. Goldstone, what's your motion?
I move that the LSV convene at, I believe it's 10 a.m., that it proceed for 2 hours and not a minute longer, that it then go into closed session and proceed with the executive session business and the meeting be concluded.
Okay, thank you. So I have a bunch of hands up. People like to address that motion. Beth, is your hand still up, or you just didn't lower it?
My hand is up, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take it down.
Okay, thank you. I just did.
Yep.
Okay, Bella?
Yes, I agree with you, Mr. Chair. 2.5 hours is a decent time for the open session so that the public can be heard, the issues can be listened to. This is very important at this critical time, and the rest of the time should be devoted to the closed session with a report out. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so just to reiterate, the motion before us is Mr. Goldstone's for a 2-hour business meeting followed by a closed session at a time certain of noon, and no further, not to recess, not to come back, on that date. That's, you know, at the meeting, if people want to set a additional meeting, they can do so. Myla?
Yeah, with all due respect, Mr. Goldstone, I do object to the first 2 hours. I think that Grace has clearly stated, as well as others, that we really need to be fresh and focus on the general manager search, which is one of the most important decisions we'll be making this year. And we can have a truncated, abbreviated meeting where we go directly to important reports that that we need. I don't think we're going to be having a general report from the general manager, as far as I know. But if we can dispense with a lot of the time-consuming, regular opening agenda that we have and go directly to roll call and reports and have a time certain of only 1 hour for that open session, okay, so that we have an opportunity to really stay fresh and concentrate on our important work of selecting a general manager. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have a hand up from Sue Cohn Johnson, and then I believe Mr. Tatum wants to speak. Sue?
Can I amend to 1.5 hours?
I'm sorry, you're saying you want to amend the proposal of 2 hours to 1.5?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so that will be starting at 10, time certain of adjourning to closed session at 11:30. And then a closed session would terminate the business of the day. So that's currently before us as an amendment to Mr. Goldstone's motion. Mr. Tatum, may I hand up and then...
This is great. May I speak to be on the stack to speak to that?
Yeah. Okay, actually I had John Markowitz had his hand up and was on the stack earlier. But let's hear from the parliamentarian and then we'll come back to Mr. Markowitz and then people haven't spoken. Kim, did you speak on this already? I can't remember. So go ahead.
I don't remember either, but I do have my hand up.
All right, Mr. Tatum and then John Markowitz and then we'll hear from Kim and Grace.
Yeah, thank you again. I just wanted to say, a lot of people talk about these motions that are on the floor and make suggestions and recommendations and everything, but only Sue Cohen has done what I'm suggesting. If you do not like 2 hours or 1.5 hours, amend is the motion that you should be using. Objecting doesn't do anything. You can object to it all day long, but if you want to change something, you have to amend it, and you have to get, sometimes you have to have a second on your amendment. Now, Sue Coleman made an amendment. He wants to take the 2 hours down to 1.5 hours. So now the discussion is on 1.5 hours, but nothing has happened to the time certain. That was left alone. So that's what we're discussing now. So I'm going 2 hours to 1.5 hours, and we have not touched the time certain at all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So John and then Kim and Grace and I see Ruth Strauss put her hand up. So we'll take John and Ruth. I don't think they've spoken at all on this yet. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I have one question about this, about the length of the GM search committee or the executive session of this committee for the GM search process consideration. Is that open-ended or is there a time certain for the end of that portion of the meeting, that is the executive session? And then I want to make a comment about Sue Cohen's motion.
Okay, at this point, there is no time certain set for the end of that. We're talking about 24 members discussing, you know, a pool of candidates. That's going to take some time. And at this point, the general consideration is that there will not be any further meeting on that date. We'll have either 90 minutes or possibly 2 hours and then the closed session.
Is it – I'm not sure if the parliamentarian would suggest that I would like to Is one supposed to second Sue Cohen's motion if I'm in favor of that?
Okay, we'll take it as you're seconding it. That's fine. We haven't required it in committee previously. Ruth?
Oh, you don't have that required. So whatever. So So how would a motion, how would any of these motions come up for a vote then? They don't need a second?
Right. Well, right now we are considering the amendment to a 90-minute LSB business meeting.
Okay, I'm in favor of the 90 minutes. Okay.
Thank you.
Split the difference. I think 1 hour is really quite unreasonable for any to any issue. And I think it's totally appropriate for the governance committee to have some time to discuss anything it wants to before this before the GM discussion and executive session. Thank you.
Yeah, so again, always remember, this is always only a recommendation. It's a draft agenda submitted to the body. The body will decide, actually, what it does on Sunday when everybody is there. But Ruth, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I really think that even an hour and a half is excessive considering how important what we have to do. I realize that that's what's on the table, but I'm just speaking to the fact that the GM search is the most important thing that's going on, and I think the 1 hour would be enough, and we could rank order what we need to discuss in that 1 hour, and anything else could be postponed. And that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have Kim and then Grace, and then I'd like to try to vote. If the hour and a half is defeated, that would then go back to two unless we have some other amendment. So,
I speak.
Kim and then Grace.
Yeah, I don't care whether it's an hour and a half or two. I do want to point out that you're going to have to take a half an hour of public comment. So think of that.
Right.
And I would really, I don't know where to suggest it, but really consider an alternate meeting. That will have to go on the agenda Sunday.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. That's it.
Grace?
Oh, also, I'm sorry. My emotion or the motion from the Finance Committee can certainly wait. That will chop off a half an hour of lively debate.
Thank you.
A point of information, may I be ready?
What's your question, Lila?
When would it be appropriate to amend it to an hour? Would that be now or after the vote?
Okay,
can we let the parliamentarian address them, Mr. Chair?
You can have three items, so a motion to amend to an hour would be in order, but I want to point out what Kim just also reminded us. If we have a meeting, an open meeting, it must have a half hour of public comment. So I think the absolute minimum amount of time is an hour and a half. If you trunk it to an hour, you can do nothing but call the roll and take a half hour public comment and then adjourn to closed session. So I would ask you to reconsider, Myla.
Chair, a request for information.
Yes, what's your question, Lawrence?
My request for information is, can we move on to a vote? It seems like we've exhausted discussion on the many amendments, and I believe we vote on the amendments, and then depending which one remains on the table,
yeah,
we could always go with the original thing that's on the agenda, right?
Yeah, right now what's on the what's before us is an hour and a half. I would like to vote on that, and if it's defeated, we can either go back to the two or we can hear another amendment. But
can you ask Ralph to take the
vote? Ralph, can you call a
point of information, please?
Yes, what's your question, Ruth?
Do we have to have the meeting about the general manager search? Does that have to be on the Sunday? I mean, could we do a special session for that, or no, that's not possible?
I don't think it's possible. People have objected to many other times, and we, as Grace said, we need to move on this quickly because we've already lost people because how long it's taken. So we're trying to move on it, and Sunday is when it is posted for.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Grace. Can I be?
Okay, I'm quickly, Grace, stack, and right? Then we'll try. Yes, you were on the stack. Go ahead.
Yes, I would accept Sue Cohn Johnson's amendment if The time certain for adjourning the public session is 11:30, not
yes.
1 hour and a half. And that
okay.
Presupposes that we will reach quorum at 10 a.m., but if we don't reach quorum till 11, I don't want to move it up to a time certain for adjournment at 12. So I would say that there be a time certain of 11:30 for the end of the open session and the beginning of the closed session, if that's acceptable. I don't know how I can make
okay.
that an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That's already on the floor.
Yeah. Okay, we'll interpret the 90 minutes as meaning that time certain of adjournment at 11:30.
Okay, I would support that then.
Okay, all right, thank you. So, Ralph, can you call the roll on that? Then we will alert everybody to the fact that it's...
Can you ask if there's any objections?
Everyone, please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's correct. The Lawrence asked see if there's any objection. Is there any objection to a business meeting with a time certain of adjournment at 11:30 and then adjourning to a closed session? And that would take the remainder of our time on that date.
Bella objects. Bella objects.
Okay, all right. Your objection is heard. We'll go to a vote. Go ahead, Ralph.
Point of personal privilege, Bella. Will you please mute yourself? I don't need you calling out when I have the floor.
I asked if there was any objection. Lawrence, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
excuse me, Bella. Ralph and Bella, please be quiet. What happened was that
I object. It's preferential. Singling out of one member, that goes on quite often. It's
okay. Thank you, Janine. The chair is perfectly capable of stopping this from happening. I'm reiterating what just happened for everybody's benefit. I called for a vote. I asked Ralph to call for a vote, and Lawrence interceded correctly, see if there's any objection. But then I asked for any objection, and Bella objected. Bella did nothing out of order whatsoever. She did not interrupt Ralph. Lawrence was correct in seeing and calling to see if we had any objections so we could avoid the vote. We are now going to the vote, and Ralph will call the roll.
Chair, this is Janine. Can I speak?
I'm sorry. We are at the point of going to a vote.
I think an apology is in order. Just this goes on all the time where one person gets singled out and I think it's really unacceptable.
Okay, thank you.
We have so many people calling out on this meeting, and for some reason she's told to mute. This is what's going on.
Okay, no one was told to mute. Thank you.
He asked her to mute, and I think he owes her an apology.
Twice.
Okay, thank you.
Twice.
I corrected Ralph's misunderstanding. It was not Bella who interrupted. If Bella feels she needs an apology, Ralph, I think you do owe her one, but it was your miss. I'm sorry. Everyone else, please stop talking. We're going to go to a vote on the question of time certain of 11:30. For Sunday's LSB meeting, and then we would adjourn to a closed session to hear the General Manager Search Committee recommendations. We're voting on that now, and Ralph's going to call the roll.
Calling the roll, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
There's half the members are not muted, and I'm getting a lot of noise, and this is why I made these comments about muting.
Okay, everyone, please mute if you're not speaking. People, especially who are on phone lines, it creates a lot of static. So if you're on a phone, please mute your phone. It's star 6, as far as I know. We are on Zoom, and star 6 works on Zoom to mute your phone. If you're on a computer, you can mute with the mute feature. So I see quite a number of phones that are not muted, and I hope it doesn't produce any further noise. Please continue with the roll.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Marisol Cruz? Marisol Cruz? Moving on. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins votes yes. Michael Heiss?
Yes, 90 minutes.
Thank you. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Myla Reason?
Yes, to 90 minutes.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Passing. Janine Roan?
Yes.
Thank you, Janine. Ruth Strauss? Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. Beth von Guten? Beth von Guten?
Yes. Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Circling back. Marisol Cruz? She gone?
No, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, Marisol votes yes. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Okay, I don't hear from Paul. I have
Paul's 50. Gone. Paul's gone.
Yeah, I don't see him.
15 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.